Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Monday Night Raw with your Sunday morning breakfast family. Tonight, we have the message wrap-up of using social media to represent God. And as we get dived into this topic tonight, we want to welcome everyone and thank you all for being here tonight. And make sure, as I told you before, if you have a question while the call is going on tonight, be sure and simply press star 5 to raise your hand. So without further ado, let's go ahead and welcome in our leader, Mr. Tullius Carr. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm fine, sir. How are you?
Doing wonderful. Doing wonderful. Staying bundled up. So we want to get started on this call tonight. So let us go ahead and open up with prayer. Ms. Candy, if you don't mind, and y'all, we're going to get ready for the call. We have these email questions, and, you know, we have our special guest and Mr. DJ. So, Ms. Candy, go ahead and open us up with prayer, please.
Right. Father, we thank you for gathering us here tonight in your name. And, Lord, as we go into this call tonight, we pray that we are all focused in on learning what you have prepared for us tonight, Lord. Let us approach this call with open minds and open hearts, Lord, not leaning to our own understanding, not in a way of tradition, Lord, but allow us to be open to what you plan to show us tonight, Lord. Lord, continue to just pull away the layers that we have that might be keeping us from the fullness in you, Lord, and allow us to truly, truly, truly continue to walk together in growth in this relationship. Lord, we pray over each and every person here tonight, Lord, not only for the wealth of this message, Lord, but for health, strength, and sound mind. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. All right, so let's go ahead and dive into the call, y'all. We are talking about using social media. We have been talking about this whole week, using social media to represent God. And I do believe that's been a powerful topic. I believe that it's something that we must engage in at all times. Okay, it's just simply put, straight to the point. You know, social media, as a matter of fact, we meet a lot of people. We meet friends, people that you know right now via social media. So it's not a bad thing.
That's right.
Okay, someone asked the question, is it social media that's evil or is it the people that use it? So y'all keep that in the back of y'all minds because I'm going to let y'all answer that one. Is it social media or is it the people? Or is it a combination?
All right.
That's something good to know. So with that being said, without further delay, I want to introduce to y'all Mr. DJ. Mr. DJ, are you there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How's everybody?
How are you? We're doing great. What about yourself?
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. I see y'all finally got a win.
What time
is
it? We're going to get rocking and rolling, and I'm going to have with you on tonight, Mr. DJ, Miss Tiana. Miss Tiana, how are you this evening?
Good evening, everyone. Doing well, sir. How are you?
Doing great. You know, she has to put on that voice. That's that professional voice.
How right now?
That's that social media voice, Mr. DJ.
That's right.
Good evening, everyone. Good day, what's up? That's
yes,
what it
indeed.
We're going to be spiritual. Okay, let's go ahead and get it. So, y'all, using social media to represent God. Mr. DJ, I'm going to let you go ahead and start with your summary for the week, just in brief. What you got for us?
I've concluded that the problem is not so much the technology, but us. And as stated before, how we use it. If your intents are evil, then it's going to enhance it. I mean, you can use it for, like myself, business purposes. Some people use it for ill doing. You know, it's sort of like alcohol. There's no problem with alcohol. The same drop of alcohol that make you go home and beat up your husband or beat your wife or make somebody else go home and go to sleep. So obviously it's not the alcohol, it's the person. Same thing with the social media. You know, the technology is there for intended purposes of good. But, again, we take it and do things that are not becoming of God and misusing it as such. And then what trips me out is the people that do that are the main ones that want to complain about it.
Uh-huh.
you know. So I've never understood that one, you know. It's like you complaining about a fire, but you playing with hatches, you know.
What time it is? So thank you for that, Mr. DJ, Ms. Hannah. Too. I mean, I've seen over the years, and this is a factually known. This is a fact, okay? That the decline. You know, back in the days, everybody wanted an encyclopedia. That was our staple. If we had an encyclopedia, you was like the Huxtables. You had it going on, okay? Mm-hmm. This social media age, it has replaced encyclopedia. Help me out. What's your conclusion?
It sure has. That's what they call Wikipedia. Times change, right? So before the encyclopedias, there weren't even a reference, any reference material. You had to build it up, right? At the library, you had microfiche. You had different things to look up, but now you have what we call the World Wide Web, which is just a facet of information. As time changes, that doesn't mean that we have to change. With time changing, it means that the access to information is just more available in different means, and we have to choose how best to use it, as well as how best to interact with it. So in saying all of that, and everything that we do, we have a choice, right? We have God has given us free will in everything that we go through day in and day out, so we make choices of what to do and to live up to Him. So at the same token, when it comes to social media and access to things like Wikipedia, same as access to cell phones, access to all the tools that He's given us, we have a choice on how we are and whether or not we choose to represent Him in using it.
Good deal, good deal. All righty, so using social media to represent God. This is our Monday Night Raw, so you get raw answers. All right, so you're getting it from two different perspectives, Mr. DJ and Miss Tiana. And we're going to start with our first email question. So, as always, I'm going to start with our guest, Mr. DJ. So, Miss Tiana, this first email question is for both of you, but I'm going to start with you. The question is, it says, I've joined Facebook strictly to promote my business. Over time, a few people have questioned why I never post about my faith. Is it appropriate to keep faith-based postings off of my business account?
No. That's simply a choice. Like, what is your business the foundation of? Like, how did your business even come about? It's only in and through God that you have the means to be able to publicize your business in this arena. Only through God that your business even exists. So you can pick and choose how, or of course go to God on how He moves you to interject your spiritual being in representing Him through your business. But what does that mean, though? That could be, you know, ensuring that you're always being positive, you're always being kind, you're always showing Him in and through everything that you do and how you post using social media.
Okay. All right. Mr. DJ, the same question for you. I'll read it one more time. I joined Facebook strictly to promote my business. Over time, a few people have questioned why I never post about my faith. Is it appropriate to keep faith-based postings off of my business account?
I'm going to go against the grain and say yes. And here's the reason why I say yes. First of all, social media shouldn't define who you are. If you are Christian, if who you believe in God, it should show. And your true friends know that. Definitely know that. There are plenty of people on Facebook to tell you to send this to 30 people and you'll receive a blessing, and never seen a church, don't even know a scripture or any of that. So what I'm saying is that doesn't define who you are. Business, in my opinion, is just business. If you're only going to use that for a business, then utilize it for a business. But now, if someone asks me to say a prayer for them or something like that, then that definitely is going to dig into another side of it, and I most definitely will not deny God. But if I'm utilizing this just for business because of who I am, if you're going to do business with me, you're going to know I know God. It should show. I would rather see a Christian than you tell me you're one any day. I would rather see a sermon than you preach me one, you know, any day. So I'm going to say, yes, you shouldn't have to, it's not appropriate. You shouldn't have to do that.
Okay. No, both great answers. Miss Candy. Now, you know Miss Candy is a yes and no. She said yes and no. Miss Candy, what you got to say about it?
I'm not going to say yes and no. I really like the way that DJ put that, because it's all in what it is that you represent, even outside of social media. If someone, we talk about how we have to live out our faith on a daily basis. So we can go and we'll see Microsoft, we'll see Apple, we'll see all of these different things, and we're not questioning who built it, who, you know, what their faith is. So if the question is being posed about your faith, I think there's something more to it than just that. But if it's a business account is a business account. And I don't believe that you have to put social media or put your faith on your social media business account. Because like he said, if you're someone who is known to me, if you're doing business with me even, then you would know that.
All right. Good deal, good deal. All great answers. You know, I would tend to lean with that as well, Mr. DJ. I'm a firm believer that, you know, your business should be indicative of your God, but without saying God's name. It's a time and place for everything. Now, some people miss the grain of what God is saying. You know, when you really don't have the relationship, you kind of over-embellish things.
Oh, yeah.
So some people think that when God said, if you deny me before man, I'll deny you before my Father, they think that denying God says acknowledging that I know him. He's not saying that. When you deny the truth, meaning when I lie, I deny the truth. In any situation, the truth, so in other words, I can conduct business without saying the name of God. Remember, the Bible said he will meet you where you are. Some people don't respond to the word of God, but they do respond how love looks.
Amen.
How is your integrity with your business? Do you need to say, you know what, my God gave me this business, or do you just merely need to have integrity for people to believe that there's something more to the name of your business?
True.
How you treat people.
That's
right. Are you honest? Do you pay your taxes? Do you overprice things? See, those things are far more important than you saying I represent God. It's how you conduct your business. Do you do it in a godly manner? Mm-hmm. Y'all got it?
Yes, sir.
All right, so that's great. So everything was great from both of y'all. And Miss Yes or No, thank you so much for that. I know I'm going to hear this after this, right?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Okay. All right, here we go. The second email question, this is going to start with you, Mr. DJ. It says, I have a Christian friend who I've known for years, yet when I post something on social media that represents God and his word, they never like or comment on it. What does that suggest about their relationship with God and their relationship with me?
First and foremost, I just think that says a lot about that person or that quote-unquote friend. I wouldn't question their Christianity just because they didn't like something on Facebook or social media. But that tells me that they're really not that much tuned into you. I mean, obviously they're not, you know, they may not be the friend that you think that they are. I mean, you know, people get on social media and skim through stuff. A picture is worth a thousand words. That's why they created Instagram. You ain't got to read nothing. You just look at the picture. And that's it. A lot of people get on there and don't pay attention to words, or anything, any kind of notice. But then, too, again, that shows who your true friends are, who's really paying attention to you. I'm not just picking on Facebook or Instagram, but, you know, same thing with the little social media and even with your phone. Again, if somebody sends me, if you're Christian or claim to be Christian, and the first thing I see is, if you love God, send this too, then I stop reading right there.
Yes, sir.
I stop reading right there. That's the end of it. And I'm Christian. I believe in God. So, again, I'm not knocking that, but I'm just telling you, I don't think that person's Christianity should be in question because they didn't like or respond, to something.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Miss Tiana, what about you?
Yeah, I fully agree with that. And the reason being is not everyone uses social media the same way. You can't presume someone's face based off of whether or not they like or comment on a post. It's, if they even saw it, right? There's having an understanding of how social media works is another thing, right? You go to... Assume we're talking Facebook, for example. News feeds are news feeds, and it's what's there at that moment in time when you actually log in. And if you're not a person that goes that deep into it, you may not even see a person's post. And unless you're now digging in and going page by page, right? And that's depending on your intimacy with the program itself. Knowing a person's character and whom they are, what they do, it tells whether or not they are a Christian, and that should not be questioned. So never liking or never commenting, maybe it's sharing with them directly, having a different conversation with them, meeting them. We say we're to meet people where they are. Maybe they're not the like and comment person, but maybe someone who we should inbox and have a different conversation with. So knowing who that person is before saying, well, are they really a Christian because they didn't like or comment, should definitely take a step back and know who that person is.
Okay. Great. Great answers to both of them. I will add this. Mr. DJ said a mouthful, so did you, Ms. Tiana. But what he said was, when people say if you believe in God, or if you love God, do this, that, and other. I will suggest this to everybody, because even if it's a friend that posts something, that don't mean that you don't like them, because sometimes you got to spiritually check people to help them out a little bit, too.
Uh-huh.
Because I know I've received things like that, and once I address it, they'd be like, well, I ain't believe it either. I was just saying. No, don't just say that. You understand?
Yeah.
But take them to Matthew 4, 1 through 11. Matthew 4, 1 through 11 is when Satan tempts Jesus. Let me show you what Satan did. He said, if you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, don't that sound like somebody say, if you love God, you'll send this to 20 people?
Right.
Come on.
Guess what Jesus replied and said? Jesus said to them, it is written, you shall not tempt the Lord your God.
That's right.
In other words, I need y'all to hear this. Just because your friend posts something and you don't respond, or you post something and they don't respond, don't mean that they're separated from God. Now, why would you or them respond to something that man has driven? That's something you created. Shouldn't they be responding to God? Not you? You don't hold a key to that salvation.
And Mr. Carr, if I may add, consider the source. Those are same friends that's praying over stolen cable and don't have fair grace, but yet they can post stuff like that. I'm like, sure.
Hey, stolen cable.
Yeah.
But y'all see over. Same friends that complain over stolen cable.
Yeah.
Okay? Yes. Remember that the devil is the author of confusion, even in social media.
Right.
So why start up a strife between Mr. DJ and Miss Tiana just because Miss Tiana didn't like his post? That means he was more concerned about your like as opposed to what God sent him to do.
Amen.
Amen.
Because if God told you to post it, you don't care who like it or not. Some people will read what you write and tell you later, I'll be watching you.
Yep.
Razzle-dazzle and mad with them. But they watch him from a distance. My. Y'all get it?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You send somebody, and before you receive that stuff and you start sending out stuff, don't be caught up in that social media age where you think that just a click of a button, the enter button and the like button, is going to give you salvation. Don't be caught up in that. Yes. Remember, the Bible says you are not saved by your works.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying a lot of us think that we can just do things and instantly go from evil to righteous in God's eyesight. You are saved by when your life changes. In other words, when you allow God to come in and use your little pecking fingers and Twitter fingers to do the right things. And sometimes it's not the type at all. All right? You got that?
Right.
All right. All right, let's go ahead and take a caller right quick, Miss Candy. We're going to get to a caller. Any caller that wants to have a question, star five us right quick, and we're going to get you on.
Go ahead with
theirs. Okay. Excuse me. My question is it representing God if you use social media to find a mate?
I'm going to start with you first, Miss Tiana.
Okay.
We got a standing. That question got somebody dazzled. Hold on.
I'm like, huh? Okay.
Y'all know the laugh is just to buy time. Go ahead, though.
It sure is to buy time. Because I'm like, that I am.
We're going to come back to you, Miss Tia.
Please do. I'm at a loss for words.
Miss Candy, I promise you, that'd be good. That's sometime when we didn't did that. I'm just saying. All right, Mr. DJ, what you got?
I just want to make sure I understand the question fully. Can she repeat it again?
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Let me get it hard. Is it representing God if you use social media to find your mate?
Okay. I don't know how representative of God it is by using social media. I think you would represent God by being yourself and one of his children. You can utilize social media, but I wouldn't use it solely by itself to mm-hmm. find a mate. Now, there's a difference between a date and a mate and a person. A mate is something that you're supposed to be with the rest of your life. So, you know, you need to first, if you want to utilize social media, to find that person or friend, and it turns into a date that turns into a mate, is absolutely. But you still have to put God first in it and let him guide you as well as the other person through your relationship. You have to build that solid foundation. But now if you're trying to just say, you know, instanthusband.com or wife.com, no, that's not going to work. Not going to work at all.
All right. What you got to say, Miss Tiana?
Or blackplanet.com.
Right.
I do not condone none of this. Now, that's not me talking. That is not representative of Sunday Morning Brothers.
Oh.
Write that down. I'm talking about which one you said again.
I don't even know if those things that still exist, but, you know, it is, you never know who you're going to meet and where, right? We all to cross paths in different aspects of our lives, and social media just happens to be one of those paths these days. But as in anything, I'm with you, DJ, on be your true self. Who are you, and who are you really representing? And not out there with this intention, right, of I'm out here solely to meet somebody. That's not what it's for.
Correct.
If you're out there just being yourself and you come across like individuals, and it leads to such things, well, then that's the path that you were sent on to get to that point. But shouldn't be using these tools as the sole source of, oh, I am out seeking this, then we're really not using it as it was intended.
Okay. Now, I hear both of those, and I want to go a little deeper. I want to get some callers. Star 5, right quick, some callers who want to give their opinion on this. Okay? The caller said, is it representing God if you use social media to find your mate? Okay, I need some people to chime in. Is that representing God just because you use social media to find your mate?
You know, Mr. Carr, also there are some sites out there that claim to be nothing but Jesus, 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 Jesus. And they're some of the biggest devils on there as you have ever witnessed. If you can't find, if it's supposed to be a Christian singles or Christian mingles or whatever type of site, it's supposed to be just all Christian, 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 and then you can't tell the difference between them and the other worldly sites, then what are you doing? You know, that's what I say. You have to, you know, the God is in you. It's, the social media is not the problem. You can meet somebody over the telephone or just walking and, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know, it don't have to be so much of just the social media, you know. So that's why I said, you know, I don't, you know, it's not necessarily the media, you know.
Okay.
It's individual.
Okay. Good deal. Do we have anybody, Miss Candy?
No, sir.
Okay. Everybody's scared tonight, huh? Miss Candy, what do you think about it? Is it representing God if you use social media to find your mate?
I mean, I keep wanting to side with Mr. DJ tonight, primarily because it goes back to what we said before. It's about who you are and what you're putting out there as an individual. Just like if you are using social media for your business, and it doesn't mean that you have to, you know, turn it to a lot of faith-based posts. If you're on social media and you happen upon the person who ends up being your mate, I don't think that goes against representing God as long as you are representing God in the first place. So it's not that it goes against it. I don't know much about Christian Mingle and all of those things, but it's about who you are in the activity. It's not about the medium that you're using, because you can misrepresent God face-to-face with someone.
Amen.
Yeah. I agree with that. I agree. I like both answers, Ms. Tiana and Mr. DJ. I also like what you had to say, Ms. Candy, because, you know, a lot of times it's not just social media people use, you know, to find their mate. A lot of people, y'all want to hear this? Because Ms. Candy want to do this topic. A lot of people use church to find their mate.
I was just about to say that, Mr. Church and school.
Church
and school.
In other words, a lot of people use God to find a mate. Y'all want to show you an example, Miss Candy? Tell them what the topic may be.
And he put me on the spot right now. So it's how did I say it? It was relationship. It was relationships 101. Using your pastor as a placeholder.
Wow.
Y'all know what she's talking about?
Wow.
Yes. Let me show y'all. Oh, yeah, it's an ouch moment. So how many you doing Sunday morning breakfast for approximately how many years, Miss Tiana?
Six years.
So we've been on the radio for about a year. Okay. And then we got on, started the phone ministry and for about 4.5, 5.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Y'all know how many people I see come and go? Soon as they get a girlfriend or boyfriend?
Amen.
Wow.
Mm.
Wow.
Mm. Hurt somebody's feelings, huh? Soon as they get a girlfriend or boyfriend, they stop engaging. In other words, what Ms. Candy was getting at is the pastor, the leader, is the placeholder up until you get what you really came for.
Come on.
Y'all know that's true, huh? Because typically, see, here goes that unequally yoked stuff. Typically, if you're in God, why do you let your mate, your potential husband or your potential wife, pull you away from the God that you're in already?
That's the truth.
I mean, people find they little boo, and they tell God to take a hike. Now, I know. You're going to say, no, I don't. Well, your actions show change.
Mm-hmm.
You're not as consistent because the other person don't want to be consistent.
Mm.
So, in other words, you really didn't come for God, because if you was getting God, why are you not continuing to come? You got what you want. You know, when people get what they want and they leave you alone? Come on, women, you can testify to that, right?
Mm.
So this is how people play God. So it's not just social media that they use to get their mate. They also use God. Because God can give me the desires of my heart. You know what that says? I'm using him to get what I want. Because why has the relationship changed between you and God when he gives you what you want?
Amen.
You wanted the job, you got the job. Do you praise him like you used to? You praise God when you broke as broke. You praise God when nothing else works. You praise him the most then. You got the kids. You got the husband. You got the wife. You got the job. You got the degree. You got the certification. You got everything. But where is God?
Hmm.
Not only do we use social media to find a mate, we use God to find a mate. And the question, again, was, is it inappropriate? Okay? It's not inappropriate in this sense. If you're going directly just to say, I'm getting on social media to do this, yes, but you never know where you can go to the store. It's not that you use the store to find your mate, but just so happened God allowed you to cross. It's like that ram in a bush. Huh?
Correct.
Yep.
Huh?
Correct.
Abraham didn't use the bush. He just passed it.
That's right.
Yeah.
Y'all understand? But the thing is, what we try and do is we say, God can't see my heart. So we get on social media. I ain't really on there for no mate, and I don't have time for that. We'll tell DJ and Mr. Cardet, we'll say, I want y'all, you know, because we're not attractive enough. But when Shamar Moore get on there, that tone change. See, in other words, the little peons, you tell them, no, I'm not on here for that. But the ones that really tempt you, you say, And how we know this? Look at your page. Huh? Honey, attract flies. What are you attracting again?
Tell the truth.
If you got to use your body to attract people, well, I think you're looking for something outside of God. You're using social media to find a mate. You're not using social media, and God wants to be your primary and your only. Huh? Because everybody say what we want. We want to be like who? Ruth?
Oh.
Come on, y'all. Y'all getting quiet on me. That's what we say. We want to be like Ruth, right? Well, guess what? Ruth did not use Naomi to find her next, her Boaz.
Nope.
Ruth was going about her business.
That's right.
Y'all got to hear me now. So when you use social media to find your mate, God's going to, hold on. God is going to allow Satan to give you exactly what you want, because you're not looking for it spiritually. You're looking for something naturally. As a matter of fact, you shouldn't even be looking, women.
Tell the truth.
All women, we guilty, huh? Because y'all know I'm going to keep it real on both parties.
That's right.
You shouldn't be looking. Now, I know you're going to say for the sake of the conversation, but I don't. But when you entice somebody by showing a little this and showing a little that, what you think you're doing? If you're not looking, you're trying to cause them to look.
Amen.
When you get what you really want, and then that's why you always have to say something negative, because God ain't send it to you. So that's why you don't have nothing good to say about the other part.
Come on.
You can't count it all joy because you're using social media for the wrong things. I know you want to be, you know, settled down, and I know you want to be in God. But listen to this. Some of us have to just accept the fact that it's going to be in God's timing. And then if, by chance, God don't want you with it right now, you just won't have it. But some of us can't accept the fact that they can't go. But I thought if God was all that you needed, going to leave that alone. So y'all got it.
All right.
But God ain't that physical mate that you need, right? And then, fellas, the same thing. You got to flaunt what you got, your money. You are enticing a woman by what she wants, but you're supposed to be more than Adam was. So in other words, you're saying, look at what I have. I take care of my kids. But see, you can be the best man taking care of your kids and spending whatever money you want to and bust hell wide open because you're not husband material. Just because you financially got it going on, everybody not financially able, Jesus Christ, but tell me who was better than he.
Amen.
Jesus Christ didn't have a bank account. He told him to go down to the river, catch the fish, open his mouth. In other words, I don't have nothing to give, but I'm about to supply it.
Amen.
So, men, you're trying to give them what they want, so you're using social media to catch it too. When you're supposed to be Adam before Adam messed up, you're supposed to be the head. In other words, when I select her, because I ain't never see a marriage where a woman selected him, man.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Samson, huh? You're going to get caught up in that web, huh? In other words, man, you're more into in entertaining her on social media because you're using it for the wrong thing. And as long as you're better than the next man, as long as me and Mr. DJ better than all the other heathens in the world because we profess the word of God, so now y'all believe that we are men of God, and as long as I go to church, you say, well, he ain't on here for that no way, huh? That's a lie. I'm looking at every curve you got, and I know what you want. So what I'm going to do to you is show you that I'm a real man because I take care of mine. I got my own house, got my own car. Shoot, DJ got his own house, his own car. We work together. As a matter of fact, we're entrepreneurs with multiple businesses. That's what you like, huh? So now I done pulled you through social media. But you never looked at the God in us. You didn't take a close look at that because you can't take a close look at something you don't know.
Amen.
Yes.
So it's easy to use the old okey-doke social media because I can paint the picture of how I want you to view me.
That's right.
All right. Carla, did they help you?
Yes, it did.
I know it's a little bit more than what you bargained for, but everybody was being quiet with their answers, so we had to chime in. All right. Thank you so much. Here we go. All right. Who's the next caller? We have somebody else, Miss Candy.
Yes, sir. Good evening, caller. Go ahead with your question. Caller, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. If my post represents how I feel and no one person's opinion should be valued or weighted any more than another's, why should anyone be able to judge me based spiritually based on what I post?
Huh. All right, Mr. DJ, I'm starting with you.
First of all, no one should be able to judge you spiritually. There's only one person that can do that. Okay? And this one person, I know him. The question that you need to ask is, do you know him? He has a Facebook page. Have you taken selfies with him? Do you like his posts daily? It's called the Bible. His name is Jesus Christ. That's the only way you're going to get to the Father is through him. So I wouldn't even worry about, you know, that. Just imagine that. You know, Christ's Facebook page. You know, do we seek him daily? Do we read his posts? Do we follow him? Do you like everything that he does? Or does he not even know you? Are you one of his friends? Or he don't know you? So don't let nobody judge you. Don't, especially spiritually, don't let nobody judge you. No one at all has that power. I don't care if they could be Bishop Gospel AME, Episcopalian, you name it. Put all them titles up there. No one can judge you but him. He is the only person that can judge you spiritually. Okay. Now, as a person in carnal use, you know, what you do, you're judged by your actions amongst people and friends. I mean, if I see you shoplifting a lot, I don't think it would be a good idea to hang out with you. You know, but I'm just saying, spiritually, no one can do that.
Okay.
Just something to think about.
Okay. Good deal. Good deal. What about you, Ms. Tiana?
Well, first thing that was said was if I post represents what I feel. Well, as a Christian, yeah, we have emotions, but that's not what we're supposed to be posting if we're representing God, first and foremost. So those are things that we need to keep in check. God is not a God of emotions. So that is just an area in itself that we really have to take a look at and know what we're posting for the world to see. So that's number one. And number two, why should anyone be able to judge you spiritually? Well, God tells us that we are to go to our sisters and brothers in love when we see that they are doing something that does not align with what God calls them to do. So we are. We have the tools in which to do so, and that is the Bible, right? God's word, as it says in 2 Timothy, is that it is used to teach, to correct, to rebuke. So once we're you lining up with the word of God and our quote-unquote judgment is in that and reminding you who you are as God's child, as God's representative, then it is our right to do so at any time. But that's our job, to go to our sisters and brothers in love.
Good deal, good deal. All right. We got two opposing views, and that's good, though, because both of them are solid in what has been said. Repeat the question for me one more time, caller.
If my posts represent how I feel and no one person's opinion should be valued or weighted any more than another, why should anyone be able to judge me spiritually on what I post?
Okay, I was just taking some notes. All right, so both of those is excellent. Let me help out with this as well, chime in a little bit. Number one, as Ms. Tiana stated, how I feel. Right there, the X, no go. Now, a lot of people, even in the social media age, they say, well, I have the right to have feelings. And you do. Everybody has feelings. So does God. But God doesn't operate in his feelings, because if he did, he would have destroyed us when we hurt them a long time ago. Let me say that again, because I don't think y'all heard me. God, too, has feelings. But if he operated in his feelings, see, whatever you put before the truth becomes your master. And he says, do not put any idle feelings before me. He also said, do not, anything that tries to exalt itself, that means go above me, anything that tries to exalt itself against the word, he say against the word, that means anything that tries to come up against him, it's our job to do what?
Pass it down.
Now, that means shut it down. How you feel will get us in trouble with God.
Every time.
Every time. The Bible says, do not lean unto your own, what, Mr. DJ?
Understanding.
Understanding. If I'm not mistaken, your understanding has everything to do with how you feel.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So if you blast your emotions, you know, typically we say how we feel, and the Bible says that he's not a man. God is not a man to where he shall repent or apologize. When we have to repent and apologize, what that mean? We erred. So if you know that it's a potential error, why even do it? God doesn't repent or apologize. So when we have to say, I'm sorry, that means we knew going into this that it could be a chance that it can cause chaos. But I'm so much into me that I'm going to tell God to chill out. In other words, I'm going to deny God, although I know it's wrong. Y'all know we say that a lot. I know my feelings may be wrong. Look, we use the word may be wrong. I say it anyway. Because
yes.
if not, I would question anybody who wants to post on social media how they feel and say, if your post would interrupt your relationship with God, in other words, if this one post made God mad and he didn't approve, would you continue to post what you're about to post? That's because it's how you feel. Meaning, you got one post to decide whether you go to heaven or hell. You're going to hit enter, or you can go ahead and backspace it and delete it. Which one is going to be?
Great question.
See how that makes people think?
Yep.
Nobody's opinion is greater than the other, and you're right. That was the question in the question. Opinions, but opinions and facts are two different things, right?
That's right.
Yes.
In other words, even in the natural court of law, since we're talking about representing God on social media, the natural court of law, you can't come in the natural court of law with opinions. You better come supplied and be packed with facts. Because hearsay don't work. I can't say, well, that's what they told us. You know what the jury's going to say? Can you prove that?
All right.
Hearsay don't work. So, in other words, opinions are hearsay. Opinions don't matter. You know that the Bible is laced with opinions. So when you lace social media with opinions, see, I love all the people in the Bible, but if you really want to just follow God, you don't have to look at Mark. You don't have to look at Matthew. You don't have to look at Luke. You don't have to follow Peter. All you need to do is follow Jesus. He's the only one who never messed up.
That's right.
Amen.
He became a mess for us on the cross. That's the only place where you see sin in Jesus. In other words, opinions mean nothing to God. You can't go to God. The Bible said that there will be gnashing of the teeth. You know why people gnash? You know when people grit their teeth? You know when they do that? That's because there's no agreement there. Now, if you're going to gnash your teeth at God, that means you have an opinion and his judgment wasn't right. You're mad at him. That is without the judgment. This is how it's going to be. The Bible says it. So, no, opinions shouldn't be greater than others. My opinion is not greater than DJ's, and DJ's is not greater than mine. Neither is Miss Tiana greater than either one of ours. Or ours greater than hers. The fact of the matter is, none of our opinions matter.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Okay? And then she went on to say, judge me. No one can judge me spiritually. I beg to differ. I heard what Mr. DJ said, but I beg to differ. Watch this. Y'all do know one of y'all favorites, right? Bible favorites. Huh? King David. Oh, I love this, Miss Tiana. King David was approached by a man named Nathan. He was a prophet, y'all. Now, you tell me what the question was about social media and sharing your emotions and your feelings and stuff like that. See, King David didn't share them via social media. He just did it. He lived it out for real. Somebody came and spiritually judged him. In other words, doesn't the Bible say, do not judge lest you be judged?
Yes.
That's right.
Let me help somebody out right quick. This is for the spiritually mature now, social media. Listen to this. When he said, do not judge lest you be judged, in other words, he's talking to the natural person. In other words, don't use your opinions to condemn somebody. Uh-oh.
All right.
Y'all got to know the context. Why would God say, don't judge? He's talking to the natural corner person. Because he comes back and says, Miss Tiana just alluded to it. When you see your brother in error, go to them in love. See, God got to talk to us on those lines because if we say judge, we're not smart enough, mature enough to understand judgment is great if you use his. So he doesn't say, if you see your brother in error, judge them. He said, if you see your brother in error, go put them in love and then restore them. In other words, you judge them according to how can you see somebody in error unless you take a judgment to say, I have what is right and I see yours is wrong. That means you have judged them. The only way I can say my child is doing wrong, the only way I can say there's error is that I judge them. What am I judging them next to? The Word of God.
Amen.
You see, the judgment of the Lord. Because, you know, I know Mr. DJ said nobody can judge you. That's a lie. If that be the case, King David would have missed God. And he wouldn't have repented. Because he would have told Nathan, you can't judge me. You a mortal man. I don't care what your title is. You can't judge me. But see, Nathan came in the Spirit of God. And see, when you come in the Spirit of God, you don't condemn people. You let the world convict them.
Amen.
Amen.
People, we have the propensity to put people down. See, I put Miss Candy down. Miss Candy put me down. But see, when there's a godly judgment, Miss Candy can say something nice, and then I'd be like, ooh, ouch. She never put me down. The Word of God cuts like a two-edged sword. It just cut me. You need people that's going to spiritually judge you. And spiritual judgment is a restoration thing. Y'all know when it's time to restore things, it get a little grimy. Iron sharpens iron. That means sparks tend to fly. In other words, people don't want to change, but when restoration happens. Because, see, God judged the people who was trying to throw them stones at that woman. He judged them, but his judgment don't look like ours. He said, let him without sin cast the first stone. You know what he just did on the slick? He just judged them, and the world convicted them. He did not condemn them. Guess what they did? Walked away.
That's right.
Ooh.
That's right.
He spiritually judged them. In other words, he said, let them without sin spiritually cast the first stone. He spiritually just chin-checked them. But the problem is, a lot of people who are immature, they look at correction. Hold on, not only the ones who have to receive the correction, the ones who are giving off the correction, because we get so emboldened, like we got it going on, and we'll start to talk about them and put them down, where they can't receive the love, and then they're already reluctant to receive any correction, because you ain't God. Oh, my.
Yes, sir.
You know how social media can be dangerous when you're dealing with two immature people? Everybody needs to be spiritually judged. In other words, you need somebody who's always going to sharpen you. You need somebody to say, hey, they don't look like God, and keep it moving. That's it. That's it. You're going to be riding with it the whole night. Dang. But y'all know what we do. You ain't in God. Hold on. You know, I'll McKinney them behind and hit people inside the head and God, the devil, come up out of them. See, we start judging people like that and we messing up. Because now you start to tell them about where they're not as opposed to where they need to be. Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Because when God spiritually judged Adam, he said, Adam, where art thou? In other words, I don't see you where you should be at, Adam. He could have told Adam up and said, you fool, you done messed up the rest of the world. But did he do that?
No.
He spiritually checked Adam. So, yes, we do need that. We need the spiritual judgment, but it has to come from a place of mature people. And even if the person who's spiritually checking you not mature, you have to be so in God to say, hold on, I know what they meant.
Amen.
Somebody got to be mature in this social media age. Because we got some people who are spiritually mature in God that'll take offense. And why do you think the Bible says love is not easily offended? I challenge myself on that all the time, because if we easily offended, we can't be representing in God. In other words, it's okay for people to say, hey, that's not of God. You sharing your emotions, and your emotions about to hurt a whole bunch of people because you say you represent God, and if you share your emotions, what you think the world going to do? Share theirs. I thought we supposed to be peculiar. Peculiar people don't do what regular people do. Hello, somebody?
That's the truth.
Yes, sir.
That's true. Okay. So, Carla, I hope that helped you.
It did.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Mr. Carr.
Yes, ma'am.
We do have another caller.
Okay, Carla, what we got, Carla?
Hello. My question is, I'm on social media, and I post inspirational messages daily. However, showing my face is something that I choose not to do. Am I representing God by doing so?
I'm sorry, y'all couldn't hear me?
No.
No, sir.
Okay, all right, there we go. Good question again. I just wanted to make sure I heard that right. Hello?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, ask that question one more time, please.
I'm sorry. I'm on social media, and I post inspirational messages daily. However, showing my face is something that I choose not to do. Am I representing God by doing so?
Okay. Hold on, let us pray right quick.
I don't get the question.
It's, Ms. Tian, I'm going to start with you.
I don't
know. It's good to have laughter. You got, you know, the joy of the Lord. Come on, Ms. Tian.
I don't see what showing your face has to do with representing God. I'm going to just stick with that. I really don't know what one has
okay.
to do with the other.
Mr. DJ.
And with that question, is she saying face or faith? I couldn't quite. It was cutting in and out.
Showing her face.
Okay, can you repeat
like
the whole thing?
Okay, I'm on social media, and I post inspirational messages daily. However, showing my face is something that I choose not to do. Am I representing God by doing so?
Okay, and I guess what I'm trying to understand is posting inspirational messages doesn't necessarily show your face.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's not a good representation of your face at all. I guess that's where the confusing part is for me a little bit. There are plenty of people, as I stated before, who share too many inspirational messages and not living none of them. They don't even understand what the word faith is. You know, oftentimes people put inspirational messages out there to get a post count or to see whether or not it will go viral, and that's not showing your faith. At all, you know. So I'm just trying to get a clear understanding. That's not representing God, no.
Okay.
That's definitely not representing God at all.
Yeah. Every question is unique. I will say that. Wow. Ms. Ken. See, she's trying to throw me out there, Ms. Ken.
Moving on. I'm with Miss Tiana. Like the basis of the question is, I don't want to say that it's a baseless question. Unique is a great way to put it, but yeah. Okay, we'll go with his thought.
Okay. Well, I'm just gonna say this. Got to answer everything with the Bible. Okay. Thank you for the question. I'm serious. Unique, you know. But God never showed His face. Moses is the only one who talked to God face to face, and Moses couldn't say how he looked. And the word of God was inspired by God, so there was inspiration, but there's no face to it. Okay? So to say that, is that representing God to not have a face on? I mean, you put two and two together. You don't need no face, right? Because faith is based on what you cannot see. Correct?
That's correct.
Correct.
Because I made sure we answered all questions, and that was a legit question, so to help the individual out. So thank you for giving that question from someone, you know, and, you know, don't need a face because a lot of times people put the words, I see it all the time on billboards. You'll see, golly, see, Ms. Candy, you trying to sit, okay. You'll see two people who own the church. I'll just leave it at that, okay? And the picture is bigger than their message. That makes no sense.
The truth. Yes.
People don't need to see who you are. They need to see who God is. So if you want to inspire people, post the word. That's it. Because
okay.
A lot of people put their face next to it like it's their scripture and they created it.
That's true.
Okay. So, yeah, let God be the source, not us. All right? Mm-hmm. All right, good deal. Thank you for that question. All right. Mr. DJ, I do want to... Oh, man, y'all have to chime in on this. Please chime in. Mr. DJ posted something on Facebook, and it was so interesting. It was profound. I'm serious. It was about peace. And what else, Mr. DJ?
You said peace?
It was back in October. You which one is more important, peace or justice? That's what it was.
Okay.
Y'all, I'm serious. That was so profound. So I'm going to pose that question. Social media age, using social media to represent God. This is our last question for the evening. Do we have any more callers for questions?
No, sir.
Okay. So the question, Mr. DJ, you want to ask them the question?
Which is more important to you? You can only choose one, justice, or do you choose peace? If you choose
Man,
justice,
wild.
You can't say peace comes with it. And if you choose peace, you can't say justice comes with it. But you have to choose only one.
Mm-hmm. Y'all, I want every caller, if you can, please, don't just star five right quick. Which one is more important? You only can pick one. Peace or justice? Come on. Star five. I'm going to start with you first, Miss Tiana. Give me one.
Oh, it would be peace.
Peace? Okay.
Peace. Yep.
All right. Miss Candy, what about you?
Peace.
All right. Okay. What about you, Mr. DJ? Are you posing?
In all fairness, I think most of us are around the same age bracket. So here's how I answered the question. When I was younger, I would always say justice.
Uh-huh.
But now that I am the age that I am now, definitely peace.
Okay.
I mean, justice is so important to you when you're growing, when you're of a certain age and you haven't been receiving thus said rights. So back then I would choose justice. And that was the whole purpose for me to pose that question, to see the different age groups on who would choose, you know,
yeah,
justice or peace, you know.
Yes. That was great. Anybody else want to chime in? Just give us a one-word answer, peace or justice. Which one you got? You had to pick one. Ms. Candy, do we have any callers?
I would say peace.
Peace, okay. Anybody else? Peace or justice, which one?
Peace,
okay. Peace. All right, anybody else?
I would say peace.
Peace, okay. All right, anybody else? Two peace.
How about also say peace?
Peace, okay. Ooh, we have any other caller?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello, this is Dawn. I would say peace.
All right, Ms. Dawn. Ms. Dawn doing her whole presentation. That's right. Peace. All right. Thank you, Ms. Dawn.
That's everyone, Mr. Carr. Actually, one more.
Okay, what we got?
I would say peace.
Okay, peace. That's what it is. You got to pick one, peace or justice. Peace. All right. That's what it is. Anybody want to speak up for those who said peace? Everybody said peace. I need one or two people. Go ahead. Somebody, star five, not on a panel. Star five, anybody want to say why you said peace? State your claim. Star five, right quick. Why you said peace?
Good evening, Ms. Dawn. Go ahead.
Hello. I say peace for the simple fact that vengeance is the Lord, and he's gonna exalt us in front of our enemies. So justice, we'll let him handle that. You know, so I just say peace is more important because the word promises that to us.
Mm-hmm.
He promises us perfect peace, and he also promises justice. That he's a just God.
Okay. All right. Anybody else? State your claim why you said peace.
I said peace because having experienced, you know, the peace of God and just having a peace of mind, you can be going through whatever adversity or whatever it is that you're dealing with. And when God gives you peace about a situation, it's like you're content with whatever it is, content with whatever the outcome is. And that's not something that we can do in our own strength. So strictly from God, and it's something that we have to do with his help. It's just a serene type of experience, just something that you really can't explain. You have to, you know, experience that. So just, you know, from having experienced it, I would say, you know, it's just, I would take peace over justice any day. Yep.
Good deal. Okay.
Also,
anybody else want? I know I said two, yeah. But somebody else want to?
That's everyone, sir.
Okay. All righty, well, justice or peace? I'm going to tell y'all which one I'm going to roll with. I'm going to roll with justice.
More.
Huh?
You had one more, I think.
We had one more?
Oh, no, it was me just sharing two scriptures as to why I chose peace. But
please, go ahead.
Okay. So first and foremost, Isaiah 9 and 6, which perfect timing of the year, for to us a child is born, and to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. That's my number one reason in the description that made me choose peace. And the second one is coming from, Matthew 5 and 9, which tells us that blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, good deal. So,
also, Mr. Carr,
yes.
Justice does not always cause peace. For those mm-hmm. that think that justice will lead to peace or cause peace, just turn on the news. There's plenty of examples of where there was justice, but definitely no peace.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good deal. Now, I'm going against the grain with everybody. I know they're like, ooh, I want to hit it. I will always say justice. Y'all heard it before. No justice? Oh, y'all ain't going to repeat that other part. No peace.
No peace.
Y'all want to know why I say justice is more important? Nothing but the righteous. What is righteous? Those who are justified under who?
Under God.
Oh. I know y'all ain't backpedaling yet, huh? Not yet, look.
That's
good,
it.
Good,
that's
good,
it.
Good. Stand your ground. We ain't in Florida. Stand your ground. But see, the thing is, nothing but the just, the righteous shall see God. Do you not understand the Bible clearly says, he said, do you think that I came to bring peace here on earth?
True.
Now, he tells us to pursue peace, but some people still just going to act foolish.
Amen.
See, sometimes if you pursue peace with foolish people and they never change, that means you got to get on their level. That means you might compromise your justification in God.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh, y'all want to hear the truth? Because the Bible said in order to follow God, you must fall out of love with your mother. Come on. Y'all think I'm making this up?
Nope.
With your father, he says you must hate them, but don't take hate the wrong way. What's going to happen is when you represent God, people are going to fall away from you. That's not going to be any peace. The devil don't have peace when he's in a righteous house. Why? Because you are justified. Ooh-wee.
True.
You can be peaceful all you want to and compromise your justifiable standards in God. As a matter of fact, come on, y'all want to be honest? How many of us have friends that we shouldn't have friends be friends with, but to keep the peace, what did you do? You compromised.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, y'all don't want to deal with it.
It's the truth.
Times have we compromised the word of God with people just to have peace. As a matter of fact, how many times people tell you to just go and let them have it? I know you're right, but just go on here. That's your mama. That's your daddy. Y'all don't want to tell the truth?
That's real.
But the Bible that I read says the uncompromising word of God. In other words, if you don't agree with God, there ain't going to be no peace. Why you think Satan mad? Do you think God and Satan have peace with each other?
No.
Let me ask this again. Do you think that God and Satan have peace with each other? Now, the Bible says the road to hell is broad. Many will travel it. But the road to heaven is narrow. That means you are on this earth dealing with a lot of people you shouldn't have peace with.
All right.
Y'all don't want to hear me. How can you have peace with people who are going in the other direction? Okay, blacks and whites on the phone. We got them both. How can you have peace against the other party when they're racist? Whether they're black racist or white, how can you have peace unless you compromise? Because they ain't changing.
Right.
But what I can have is justice, and until I get it, well, I fight for it. As a matter of fact, What do you think Jesus came to do? To bring justice. God is a just God, meaning he's a God of justice. You know what justice says? Fairness. If you can't play fair, how can you have peace? If somebody constantly cheating, what peace will you have? Y'all don't want to ask? Let me ask it again. If your job constantly cheating you out of your money, not playing fair, not being just, can you have peace at that job?
No.
The Bible says, do you think I came to bring peace? He says, no. I came to separate. Ooh. Guess what he separated? The wheat from the tare. In other words, he separated the just from the unjust. Heaven is for just people. Hell is for unjust people. In other words, they're not justified according to his word. And peace is going to be in heaven. He said, pursue peace with everybody. But everybody not trying to go to heaven because heaven is made up of peace and joy. He said, pursue it. That don't mean that you're going to get it. Come on, y'all. There's some things you're still pursuing that you may not ever get, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So when you say which one is more important, according to what I know in God, justice is way more important than peace. Because you can have peace and not care about nobody else but your own situation.
Mm.
I don't think y'all heard me.
That's real.
Jesus didn't have peace on the cross. He had peace in God. But if he had such peace, why did he have to say, Father, forgive them? He shouldn't have to say that if he was pleased with them already, right? You don't have to forgive something that's already justified, do you?
Nope.
Hmm?
Well, sir.
You have peace when it's concerning you? Come on, y'all. And yours. As long as me and my family good, I'm good. But dang, I thought the Bible said love your neighbor like you love yourself. How can I have peace knowing that Mr. DJ, he kind to me, but he rude to Tiana? Wouldn't that make me hypocritical? I can't be in God if I know he speak to me good, but he don't speak to her good. Wow.
Amen.
Wow. Justice is important, y'all. It's so much important that God died for us because he wanted justice for us. In other words, he wanted fairness for us. It was going to be so peaceful. Why did he say, hey, your own family members? You know why? Now, this is for the mature. He ain't telling you to directly hate, but anything that does not coincide with the word of God, how can you get along with it unless you compromise?
That's true.
Huh? So what is more important again? Justice or peace? Because you can have peace with people and you start to compromise the word of God. Because ain't justice, see, you can have peace and justice not prevalent. It's not even present. Hmm? Some people say, I'm peaceful in my house. They're selling drugs and everything else. And they're peaceful. Not living right. But when it's justified in God, oh, my. That's a different ball game now. No justice, no peace. Because until we get justice, there ain't no peace. Now what? How can I be sitting in my house warm and comfortable, but I know people in God and hurting in the world, they're not comfortable? Wow. How can I call myself a man of God just because I'm peaceful, but they're not? I don't care what's going on in North Carolina. Wow. Well, if that be the case, Jesus would have stayed in heaven because, see, he was straight in heaven with peace. But he said there ain't no justice for them, so I'm going to send my only son to restore justice. Oh, my God. Y'all hear me?
Yes, Lord.
Yes, sir.
Think about that now. That's why it says no justice first, no peace. If it ain't fair, it'll never be peaceful. If you ain't fair with everybody, it won't be peaceful. And you can say, well, Mr. Carr ain't doing you wrong. No, but what you've done to the least, you've done unto me.
That's real.
What? That's why God said no justice, no peace. Why you think people not in heaven? Because that's where you're going to experience true peace, right? But guess what comes before you get to the peace part? Justice. Are you justified? Now let's go ahead and pray. Mr. DJ.
Yes, everybody bow your head. Heavenly Father, we come to you humbly on bended knee, saying thank you. Thank you for another day's journey. Thank you for bringing us together to get, again on one accord to study your word, Father, to lift you up, for not individual praise, but to get together and share with each other and lift up the name of your son, Jesus. We want to ask you for traveling grace and mercy for those of us who are traveling, and just help keep us on the path, Father, that you have laid out for us, and keep us in prayer to grow closer to you. Help something said will allow us to be utilized as a resource to help someone else that may be downtrodden. We ask these things in your name, Father, and bring us back together again at the appointed time. I say thank you. God bless you. And in your son Jesus' name, amen.
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 Y'all do a great job. You know, this is good to have these open floor discussions. That don't mean that my word is end all tell all, because it's God's word. Okay? Just want y'all to know that. This is great that we can actually come together and really discuss the word of God in such a way, because if you have a question that you want to ask something, you know, hit that star 5. You know, we open and we listen to everything, and this is great. Y'all have a great night. Social media, use it to represent God. Okay, you have a choice. Get your choice right. You know, something that's going to please him in the long run. Okay, and as a matter of fact, do something that you would want your kids to do. Make sense?
Make sense.
All right. Y'all have a great night. See y'all on Wednesday.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.